there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and coming up this hour, we're going to check in with our Australian correspondent, Jeremy Bender. He's just back from diving the Spirit of Freedom live aboard just off of the coast of Queensland, northern Queensland, Australia. Also, Single Scott and Mermaid Angela are just about done with their first day of diving on the island of Grenada. Now, I'm heading out there tomorrow to join them for a few days, and we're going to record a little Christmas in the Caribbean broadcast that will air next Saturday right here for the big show. You're not going to want to miss that, but we're going to have a mermaid and God knows what else. They're on the island of Grenada, never been there to dive, and so it'll be a first for me on many levels. And, of course, we're going to have a little holiday theme for that broadcast, so do not miss that extravaganza. A lot more stuff to cover this hour, and no more of caroling from Bill.
Oh, I was only singing Silver Bells because my understanding is that is all that Angela will be wearing for next week's broadcast.
She will have bells on, but where they'll be located is anybody's guess. Or should I just leave it to your imagination?
Normally, she'd have rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, but mermaids don't have toes.
Exactly. So where else are they going to hang them? Well, you'll have to tune in and find out next week.
Holy cow.
Yeah, or maybe she'll tell us when we talk to her on the phone.
Well, maybe you'll just be able to tell by the telltale jingle, jangle, jingle.
Good point. She may be jingling. I never thought about that, but that may be a giveaway right there. But first, let's talk about diving in Australia. Now, it was just over a year ago that I spent about 10 days down under and in the general vicinity of where our Scuba Radio correspondent Jeremy has just finished a liveaboard trip on the Spirit of Freedom. And I got to tell you, it really blew me away, and I'm anxious to hear what Jeremy has to say about this adventure, because he got to go to some pretty cool sites, and I heard the weather was exceptional for his trip there last week.
Oh, Jeremy, here he is. He's diving in the wintertime. Well, it's the wintertime for us.
It's summertime for them. He's at the airport.
Are you at an airport or a hospital?
Was it? Oh, am I on?
Yes, you're on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm sitting at the airport, actually heading back to school. But, just got back this Wednesday, actually, from Australia. Did a week trip and came back. So,
it was good stuff, though, right, Jeremy?
Oh, it was incredible, yeah. We actually got really lucky. Like you said, the weather was perfect. I guess they've been kind of a bit unlucky in the past couple of weeks, but we hit it perfectly. We got to go to some reefs that they only get to go to like two or three times each year. But the diving everywhere was great, and the boat is beautiful, and it was just an incredible trip.
Now, how long were you in Australia for?
I was there for the semester. I got there in middle of July, and I was studying at James Cook University in Townsville, studying marine science there. They have a real good program for that, and just traveling as much as I could throughout the semester, and then kind of after I finished up with school, the liveaboard trip was kind of my big finale before I came home. So,
This was like his gift to himself for completing his first semester of school there in Australia.
Well, now
exactly. Yeah,
are you completing?
Got through the tough semester in Australia, so I figured I had to do something. Yeah.
Now, is this a study abroad program? Are you studying at a school here in the States, and you're just doing one semester there in Australia?
Right, yeah. I go to the University of Maine, which is actually where I'm headed today, and I study marine science out in Maine.
And see, now, I don't even know why you went to the trouble, because you found, and I assume everyone would find this, that Maine is almost identical to Australia. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really any adjustments I had to make or anything.
Not at all.
Same atmosphere, and yeah.
Yeah, you're losing a little bit of that down east accent, though, I'll let you know. Every once in a while, I hear a little twang, a little shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, good day, mate. Yeah, there are a lot of people talking like this, did you, down under? Right. Hey, now he's going, what the hell's the matter with me?
It's okay if you hang up, man.
Yeah, he's suffering from jet lag. He's
been there
airport.
For 6 months. He'd never understood a word they were saying. He doesn't understand a word you're saying
either. Good point. All right, now, Jeremy, let's zero in on your adventure. Now, you're on the Spirit of Freedom. You can check out this boat at spiritoffreedom.com.au. And the boat itself, now, I got to tour it when I was over there. I didn't get to dive with them, unfortunately. But the boat, like you said, is really top-notch, right?
Oh yeah, it's pretty beautiful. They, they have a big dive deck, tons of room and stuff, where you gear up and stuff. They do briefings before every dive. Then they have a whole dining room, and the food, by the way, is awesome. I don't even know, like in that little kitchen, how they can, shoot out all that good food, but it was really good.
I think Jeremy, this was your first live aboard, right?
Yep.
And see, I got to tour the boat, and I got to tell you, the facility, the vessel itself was really unique for a dive liveaboard. There's a lot of woodwork on this boat, much more than what you typically see on a dive boat. So it's kind of has a more classic boating feel, more nautical vibe to the vessel. Did you get that, Jeremy? Even though this was your first liveaboard, did you feel kind of, you know, like a captain, like a sailing the seven seas kind of thing going on, or what?
Yeah, a little bit. I know what you're talking about, and it was pretty cool too. They said we could go into the wheelhouse basically whenever we wanted to, and talk to the captain and mess with the stuff, see what he's doing. So that was kind of cool.
I'll tell you why, and the reason that they do that, and this is absolutely pure liability. If they say we let the passengers in anytime they want, if something happens, they'll just say it was a passenger.
Good point.
What could we do?
There you go.
Jeremy came up to visit, and he steered us into the reef. What could we do?
Yeah, but they didn't do this on this trip. They got a pretty good track record, so I don't think they have anything to worry about. But, you know, the weather was great, and when I was there, I went out to, like, just the edge of the Great Barrier Reef. You got a little bit of a run to get out there from northern Queensland off of Cairns, that particular part of the world. However, you went all the way out to, like, Osprey Reef and all these sites that I've heard when I was there, or they were telling me, like, oh, Greg, this is where the real good diving is, and you got out there and then some, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, we, it was kind of, I did 7 days, so it's a combination of two itineraries. We did three days, first 3 days on the Ribbon Reefs, kind of on the outer edge of the Great Barrier Reef, and then the last 4 days we go, I think it's about 100 miles east, of the Great Barrier Reef, so way further out there, to a place called Osprey Reef, and it's pretty unique because it's, I guess they kind of call it an oasis in the desert, sort of. It's like an underwater mountain, basically, and all the dives are wall dives along these coral walls, but the water underneath you is like 1,000-plus meters, so you're getting all these big pelagic fish that are coming in there, as well as all the coral fish and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool, and the visibility out there is awesome, too, so can't really beat it.
Now, as a studying marine scientist, Jeremy, did you notice a difference in the reefs from there and the Ribbon Reefs, which I think I did get out one day where I got to the edge of the Ribbon Reefs for one of my dives out there, which I thought was just spectacular in its own right. But did you notice a huge difference, or is it just a different type of diving when you get out to a site like Osprey and some of those more remote areas?
Well, yeah, it is. It's just a totally different style of diving, but also I think it's kind of interesting. Like, I did quite a few dives while I was there, probably 50 dives throughout the semester, and it's really kind of amazing, like, how you can tell the difference in different areas of the Great Barrier Reef, and just how, like, the the coral makeup and all that is so different, even within this one reef system. Like in the Ribbon Reefs, I mean, the coral there is great, and same on Osprey, but it's just totally different. They have tons of soft corals and things like that out on Osprey, so it's kind of pretty cool to see, like, the different types of environments and stuff.
Now, at the University of Maine, are you typically doing 50 dives a semester while you're there off of the rocky, godforsaken coast of Maine?
Yeah, probably not quite that many. I'm in a dive club, but it's kind of shut down.
It's more of a drinking club.
A while. You can't do much in the winter, so.
Yeah, they get together and watch movies.
Yeah.
of his trip to Australia. Once again, we're talking to Jeremy Bender, our scuba radio correspondent, fresh from Australia, and diving on the Spirit of Freedom. Spiritoffreedom.com.au is the website to check out the boat and book your trip as well. Jeremy, what was the big standout? What, for the week of diving on the Spirit of Freedom, any particular encounter or critter or reef that you go, oh man, this was what it's all about? What stood out most?
I guess it's kind of hard to choose one thing that was the best. But,
okay, which 10?
We saw a couple of mantas throughout the trip, which I've never seen those before. And that was
nice.
pretty awesome for me.
What about these potato cod that you hear about?
Yeah, those are pretty cool. They're big groupers, or 6 feet, so as big as you are. And,
well, that's what, you know, you're a marine scientist or studying to be one. What is the difference between a potato cod and a Goliath grouper, or Jewfish, as we used to call them here in the Florida Keys?
I couldn't tell you, I guess, the exact difference. Same
one looks like a potato, and one looks like a...
No, one tastes good with potato.
Oh, that's not right. I don't think that's right either.
The Jewfish doesn't celebrate Christmas.
But they look the same.
They're pretty similar. They call them potato cod, but they're also called potato grouper and all that. It's just different.
Is it because
the
Australians have no idea what they're talking about?
No, it's not that at all.
Okay.
It's but it is an interesting thing. It's funny when you get over to that part of the world, like the puffer fish in Australia, in that part of the world, are totally. I mean, you know they belong to the same family. But they're like, it's like you took a puffer fish from Florida and sent it through some kind of change machine and gave it big lips and a weird head. And total strange how things have been flipped upside down a little bit. Down under, I guess that's why.
Who knew?
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah, they have a lot of different kind of stuff. There's real big there is nudibranchs. They have a ton of that stuff, and there's a lot of people who kind of go gaga for those things. And we also...
Well, that's because it's got the word nude in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The sea snakes is my big thing. I love those things. And they're all over the place where we were diving.
Yeah, those are cool, the sea snakes. I did one dive. He's right. There's so much. It's all coming back to me. I got to go back. I got to go back down under this year. All right, you want to check out Jeremy's blog, go to scubaradio.com, click on blogs. You can find it right there. And we'll check in with him again after he's dove a few of those dives off of Maine, maybe. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
From all of us to all of you, a very Merry Christmas. And at this joyful time of year, we want you to be with us. So gather round our lovely tree where all the lights are shining. We'll be as happy as can be while all of the bells are chiming.
All right, so if you're sitting on Santa's lap, here's what not to say. Hey, Santa, for Christmas, I'd like to go down under. That might be a call for security right there. So just I know divers all want to go to Australia to do some diving, especially if you haven't been there before. Well, and if you've been there before, you know why it's worth going back several times. But just a little word of advice there in that regard. All right, look, a couple things to throw out there for you to just kind of keep you on the ball as we alert our diving friends to what's the latest and greatest dive news out there for people to be aware of. Matt Johnston, our good buddy, is actually coming back to the Florida Keys for another dive. Now Matt is in the Hall of Fame for Dive Heart. You know, we were talking about that last week or 2 weeks ago, I believe. And he is planning to come back for his 33rd birthday to Key Largo, January 10th through the 17th. They're working on it right now to put a little event together. If you want to come down there and be a part of this, it involves the Hall of History of Diving Museum down there in the Florida Keys. And of course, you know, his friends like Captain Gary down there at Concord Public Divers, they're a part of this as well. And we're going to follow along and see if we can actually maybe be a part of this as well. But if you go to the History of Diving Museum website in the Florida Keys, just do a Google search. You'll find it. I don't have the website here handy with me at the moment. But you can go there and check out information on how you can participate in this, or maybe even join everybody for the event when Matt comes down and does his thing. He was talking to me on the phone the other day and said that he might go down and do a little dolphin experience down there in Key Largo, where they'll put him in the water, and he'll get to dive around on his specially, you know, this apparatus that they designed specifically for him. You know, he can't move. He's disabled in that regard. He you know, so they actually made this special scuba device. And, you know, that's why they put him in the Hall of Fame. He basically broke down this major barrier, and with him and some of his diving friends, they put him underwater. And it's quite an impressive thing to see and to be a part of. So, once again, just go to the History of Diving Museum. Just do a Google search right there in the Florida Keys, and it should pop right up, and you'll see Matt Johnston and his Diving a Dream thing.
That's pretty remarkable.
It's cool stuff indeed. Uh-oh. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. Here's what... I hate to go from that to this, but I can't believe you gave Drunken Santa a phone.
Well, I gave you mine. So I was
He left a message. He's calling on purpose, I think, and now I think he's figured out how to leave a message.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Is it clean?
Do you want... Well, it's clean-ish.
All right. Well, let's... Okay, well, let's see. Just hit
hold
this
on.
Button.
And then playback in three and two and.
So that's the most important part. If I could just leave you with anything, that is the most important thing that you could possibly remember. Okay? Right. So I hope you get this. And again, I don't know what happened to Kelly's thong. I had nothing to do with that disappearance. And I hope, you know, we could someday go back to the Keys, Greg, because that special time that we shared, wow. I will never forget that. Because what you... And anyway, so I would love to relive these memories on this awesome phone that you got me for Christmas. Thank you. And I will bring my rum balls, and we can all enjoy my rum balls. And I guess what I'm just trying to say is, I usually don't get this emotional, but I love you, man. Merry Christmas, and I hope you call me back, you son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Talk about the land of misfit toys.
Wow. Yeah. I think I definitely struck a nerve with that gift. Didn't
yeah.
He
went well.
I don't think I've ever heard him that emotional.
No, not in person. No, yeah. Normally it's just drinking and belching and barfing.
Greg, I need $2. Please, come on, I'm thirsty. That's usually what he's never actually cried like that. Just, I don't know, hey, I guess the spirit of Christmas has actually reached Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Special holiday edition. I mean, we're kind of in holiday mode here. As I get ready to head to Grenada, we're going to check in with Single Scott and Mermaid Angela, who are already on the island of Grenada and should be coming back to the dock right about now. We're going to check in with them in just a bit, hopefully.
Have you translated for the difference in the time?
Yes.
Okay.
They're an hour later than us here in Orlando, Florida.
Right. They're an hour ahead of us.
Yeah, later.
Okay.
What? It's later. It's an hour later.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
People that deal with time differences don't say it's an hour later. They say they're an hour ahead or an hour behind.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an hour later. That's why. But that makes sense.
Yes.
Doesn't it? If it's 4:30 here, it's 5:30 there. That would be an hour later.
Yes. Yes. That's absolutely correct, sir.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I am right. For once.
Greg lives in the Twilight
Zone. It might be sunny.
You know what?
Or it might be dark.
Yeah. Just keep it up, young man. You'll see what you get. You're going to get a lump of coal in your scuba radio stocking.
Like, that would be the first time.
Yeah, well, that's
all I really want is an orange at the toe.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever get oranges in the toe of your stocking?
Never. What the heck's the matter with you?
Jim? Nothing?
Hey, drunken scuba Santa, let me a lump of something in my stocking.
Was it one of those Hawaiian donkey balls?
No. You only wish.
Yeah.
No, we'll have to ask them what kind of unique products they have on the island of Grenada. Maybe that'll be a good question for Single Scott.
Oh, and, yeah, that'll be nice.
Angela, because, you know, they probably had a little bit of time to walk around, kind of soak in the surroundings a little bit.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
We have not talked about that guy. Did we?
What? What guy?
The guy down in...
That one guy?
Who left the silver on the Vandenberg.
Oh, no, we have not. We've got to talk about that. Yes. Yeah, there's a guy who left a... Well, we'll tell you about it after the break.
Oh, that's
treasure hunting. Treasure hunting.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
oh I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're sorry, but hey, it's the holidays, and it gives us a free pass to do whatever annoying song we would like. And trust me, we have plenty more where that came from.
Oh, Lobster Aids coming up next.
No.
Oh, I thought we could play whatever annoying song we wanted.
Well, no, that's not a Christmas song. But
Kelly, it's annoying.
But we have Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Models tune.
Oh.
We may have to pull that one out of the archives and get that out on the show here before we close up shop today.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, it's not. It's Santa Baby.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
That doesn't even sound like her. It sounds like you with a speech impediment. What is wrong with you? Man.
Greggy, you're so right.
There you go. Boy. Now we're talking. I do have a new song I've written for her.
Nice.
And we'll see if she is willing
to perform. A nude song for Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit.
You're the best dive master in the world.
We will have to wait and see if that materializes. But look, Treasure. You want Treasure for Christmas? We know where you can get it. On the Vandenberg, believe it or not, there's a guy down there in Key West who has planted a $2,400 silver coin that he had found on the wreck of the Atocha.
So this guy dove the Atocha, found this coin, turned around, and dove another wreck, and left it on purpose on the other wreck.
Exactly.
Now, the Vandenberg is a little younger than the Atocha, isn't it?
Just a tad. Yes. Well, what, a couple hundred years minimum? A
couple hundred years, yeah.
And but supposedly the silver coin is a value of $2,400, so it's an authentic Atocha treasure coin.
Well worth the risk of ripping apart the Vandenberg in order to find it.
Oh, no, you don't have to rip it apart. You don't want to do that. But you do want to find it, and he's put it in some kind of little metal tin box.
Okay.
And
if
you find it on the Vandenberg,
yes.
There's information in there how you can get a hold of him, and he will actually send you a certificate of authenticity to prove that the coin is indeed, you know, from the wreck of the Atocha. So it's a pretty cool little thing that he's done, I think.
But there's going to be a way we can get some information. You can't just scour every square inch of the van.
Ooh, Bill, get your metal detector. We'll head on down.
That'll help.
Yeah, well, he's got a channel.
I found it.
Yeah, you know, just do. I bet if you do a Google search on Vandenberg Treasure, it'll pull up his YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because he supposedly has a YouTube channel where he's throwing out clues.
Okay.
On where to look.
This is the guy you call Clyde.
Yes. But that's not his name.
Not even close.
What was it again?
Pat Klein.
Yeah, Pat Klein.
Because I thought it was Patsy Klein.
Exactly. But no, it's Pat Klein.
Crazy.
Yes. Ooh. So check it out.
Feeling you love.
I don't think he sings either. And but check it out. It's a pretty cool thing. And who knows? Maybe we'll have the
winner.
The winner.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
Could happen. Scuba
Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Rusty the Stone Man had to hurry on his way.
I'm Rusty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back to jump one day.
Don't you get all slushy, too.
Tump, tumpity, tump, tump.
Come on.
Tump, tumpity, tump.
Come
everyone.
On. Tump, tump.
Yeah.
Tumpity, tump, tump.
Hurry now.
Tump, get Rusty, tump, tump. Go.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That is remarkable. That must be a true Bahamian artist who created that little cover version of Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. He's a true islander, for sure.
That's what I've heard.
Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, and it's his birthday. Every year at this time.
Yes.
It's kind of ironic how that works. But look, a little taste, a little kind of get you in the mood for Christmas in the Caribbean. Our broadcast next week from Aquanauts, Grenada, Single Scott, Mermaid Angela are there right now. They just got back in from a day of diving off of the island. And Peter is on the line with us right now from Aquanauts. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, Greg, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. You got that island delay, obviously. Either that or it's the rum. Are you drinking or what? What's going on? The diving's done, so the
drinking's sure, we're having happy hour. We're just watching a gorgeous sunset here, you know, and we've been waiting like 45 minutes for your call, you know. I have to tell you, your mermaid is like almost drunk.
Yes. Well, the only
that's
reason...
That's impossible to imagine.
Is that why Peter is on the phone? Because he's the only one who can talk right now?
He's going to hold the phone while Angela talks.
I know, you know, because I'm the designated driver.
He's a designated... Oh, okay, they do got to drive somewhere to the place. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to drink and drive, you need a car.
Yes, right. You do.
That's true.
But at least you got that much covered. All right, good. And so far, so good, huh, Peter?
Yes, everything went wonderful. We're having just a gorgeous happy hour here at the Dutchie Dock Bar at the True Blue Bay Resort. And, our two friends here had a wonderful day of diving.
I can hear Angela in the background laughing.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Well, what's the name of the bar you guys are at right now?
It's the Dutchie Dock. That is the waterfront bar at the True Blue Bay Resort.
Okay, True Blue Bay
Dutchie
Resort.
Dock.
Dutchie Dock. Why is it called? What's Dutchie Dock mean? What is that?
You'll see.
I'll find out tomorrow. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm flying out there. Take you out for a drink.
All right, good. After
I believe you passed the Dutchie on the left hand side. I'm just saying.
Oh boy, we are so old. Okay, look, Peter, pass the phone over to Angela. Let me talk to our mermaid and find out how she feels about this.
Yes, here is Angela.
Mermaid Angela, first time to Grenada.
Hello.
Hello, Angela.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
I'm good. Are you driving the little island boys crazy down there on the island or what?
Basically, that's what's going on, yeah.
Exactly. Now, tell me about the diving, Angela. What did you guys do today?
Well, our first dive was at a wreck called Shake 'Em. And we saw a huge barracuda, which is really exciting.
Hold on.
First dive was shake 'em if you got 'em. Is that what it was?
Yes. That's what I said, yes.
Angela and, well, come on.
We know Angela's got 'em.
Hello!
Yeah, I was shaking 'em. Yes.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it was a really cool dive. And then our second dive was Purple Rain, and it was a drift dive. And I don't know how fast the current was going, but we were hauling. So it was a good time.
Yeah, is there Prince music playing on in the background, too? When you're...
Yes, that's all I heard. I was singing Purple Rain the whole time in my head. It was a great dive.
Why do they call it Purple Rain? Do you know?
All the fish. There were 100 purple fish everywhere.
Ah, okay, cool. So that sounds... So first day of diving, you definitely give it two fins up, huh?
Yeah, and we just got back from our afternoon dive, so we got three dives in today. It was really good.
Yeah, what did you do on the third dive?
It was called Dr. Grooms, and it was just a reef, and they told me once again that I would see seahorses, and none were to be found. So I'm thinking they're a mythical creature, because not yet seen any.
Oh, good, good, good. This is what we need. We need the mermaid to tell us that, that a seahorse is a mythical creature. Yeah, that's what we need.
So much sense.
It sounds weird, but I couldn't find any.
Yeah, just keep drinking. You'll see them. You'll see them even before you jump back in the water.
We're in the rum punch over here, and it is delightful.
All right, cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Pass the phone over to Single Scott. Let me get his perspective on his first experience here in Grenada. Single Scott, Mermaid Angela, you know, they got there yesterday, got their first day of diving in. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Greetings from Grenada.
Yes, how are you?
Like everybody else here.
Little drunk then.
Boy, the weather here is beautiful.
Yeah, I was looking at the weather forecast. I mean, there in Grenada, it looks like it's summertime in Florida, like 85, 90 degrees. Doesn't get much, maybe 10 degrees cooler. Is that what you're experiencing or what?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we got just a beautiful blue sky, patchy, puffy white clouds, 85 degrees. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, and is that what it's supposed to do over the next few days? So I can expect pretty cool conditions when I head down there and join you guys tomorrow?
Exactly. Yeah, we get, a few afternoon rainstorms, but they last, like Hawaii, they last about 15 minutes, and then they're done, and then it's time to have another rum punch.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I love about Scott. His point of reference is Hawaii or Fiji or the Sea of Cortez or the Red Sea or... How about Florida, where we live?
Yeah. No, that's too common, man.
Yeah, I know that place.
Yeah, exactly. But how's the diving rating with some of these other places that Bill just mentioned? Like what you see?
It's really nice. The sea life in the coral is really strong. We saw a lot of black coral under the wreck this morning. Cool. And a lot of colorful corals that I hadn't seen before. Really nice.
Now, there was a rumor rustling around the studio here. And you know how big our staff is, so you know where the rumor started. But there was a rumor rustling around the studio that Single Scott may not be Single Scott by the time Greg gets there tomorrow. How's that working out?
I don't have no idea where that rumor started.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know exactly where it started. It was Greg.
No, it was not. I just know Peter and Galindo.
I would welcome that, but I don't foresee that coming.
Well, you never know. You keep looking around. Now, a few more drinks.
Yeah, a few more drinks, and you may think that you're married, and Angela may start seeing seahorses. This is what happens in Grenada.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Maybe if I find a seahorse for her, then that would work out.
Did they play Heartbreak Ridge on the plane?
No, we saw a movie called Up.
Oh, okay. Really?
Not the same.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not the same. Nobody asked for permission to speak freely.
All right.
No, it was a great flight. It took 3.5 hours from Miami. Saw a movie. Had a little snack and took a little nap and woke up in Grenada.
All right. Well, I'm going to do that tomorrow. And then next week you'll hear all about it when we broadcast from Aquanauts, Grenada. Don't miss it. Christmas in the Caribbean with Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Santa, the sleepy snark under the tree. For me, I've been another dive girl, scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree, this is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I show, cause scuba radio, hey, scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen, and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. That only took about 3.5 hours to record last year. And we have a new one ready to do again with Kelly this year that hopefully won't take quite as long, but be just as fun and nutty and wacky.
Nice.
The girl's beautiful and tone deaf. But God bless her for it, and we appreciate her contributions, whatever they may be, whether it's photos, video, and audio. Kelly is quite unique Jib-jabs. In her own right, and we appreciate it. And hopefully, 2 weeks from today, we'll debut that new song from Kelly. Once again, next week, we will broadcast from Grenada. You heard Single Scott and Mermaid Angela already getting their freak on, so to speak, on the island. First time that we will do a broadcast or visit the island of Grenada. I have a feeling it won't be the last. However, you're definitely going to, you know, check in and hear what our experience was all, what it was like. And I know, you know, one thing we didn't ask Angela about, Bill, was so I know she is planning some unique mermaid-themed Christmas thing. With bells or something. She has brought some kind of special props.
The jingle jangle bells.
Underwater video and pictures that we'll take of Mermaid Angela there in Grenada. Maybe on the wreck of the Bianca Sea. This is the wreck, the big cruise liner that they have there. A very famous shipwreck there off the coast of Grenada. And once again, you'll hear all about it. Maybe see a picture or video of Mermaid Angela with bells on.
And nothing.
Well, I don't know about. There'll probably be something. Surely. It is Christmas. It's a family holiday. If it was like Halloween, you know. But hey, what are you going to do?
Good point.
Yeah. All right, but that's next week. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!